two first verses from Hebrews chapter 11.
Tudakuberenga ma verse ekutanga mayiri ku buku reba Hebrews chapter 11.
As we bring our thoughts together on harnessing power to our advantage.
Tichiunza pfungwa dziri pamwe chete mukuti titore simba iri tichiriita kuti ritibatsire isu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now faith is a substance, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Zvino kutenda ndirwo rusimbiso rwezvinhu zvatinotarisira nechiratidzo chezvinhu zvatisingaoni.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Nokuti naiko kutenda vakuru vakare vakapupurirwa zvakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. May be seated.
Mwari varo pafadzo kurengo kushoko ravo mugare zvenyu pasi.
In many other scriptures,
mune mamwe magwaro akawanda,
Paul makes us to know that the visible things are made out of the invisible things.
Paul anoita kuti tizgutsikane kuti zvinhu zvatinoona zvakagadzirwa nezvinhu zvisingaoneke.
Amen. So it starts off with invisible and then it becomes visible.
Saka zvinotanga zvisingaoneke zvozopedzisira zvava kuoneka.
Amen.
Amen.
And we've been taught in this end time,
takadzidziswa munguva ino yekuguma,
that there are seven dimensions altogether.
Kuti pane zviero zvinomwe.
Amen.
Pamwe chete.
Some of the dimensions can be seen.
Zvimwe zviero zvacho zvinogona kuoneka.
Like we people, we live in three dimensions.
Sesu vanhu tinorarama muzviero zvitatu.
We live in light.
Torarama muchiedza.
Matter.
Mune zvinobatika.
And time.
Nenguva.
Those are the three that's guiding people all the time.
Jesus zero zitatu zvikutungamira vanhu nguva dzose.
When we come for church,
patinoya kuchurch,
we agreed that we want to start at such a time.
Takawira na toda kutanga munguva dzakati.
So time is a very important element for us because it's binding us.
Nekuti nguva yakakosha zvikuru kwatiri nekuti iri kutibataniza.
Amen.
Amen.
And when it is dark, we all want to go home and sleep.
Kana kwane rima tose tinoda kuenda kudzimba kunorara.
Darkness is a sign to us that we must go and rest.
Saka kana kwave nerima chatiratidzo kwatiri kuti tofana kuenda kunozorora.
So it is also affecting us.
Saka zviri kutotirunzirawo.
When it is light time, it means we are ready to go around and go to work, go to church and everything.
Kana kwane chiedza zvinoreva kuti tagadzira kumhanya mhanya kuenda kumabasa nekuita zvimwe zvose.
Amen.
Amen.
And matter is also what guides us.
Uye zvinobatika zvatinoona ndozvimwe zvinotitungamira.
We see one another and when we're walking, we must make sure we avoid certain objects because you can see. Otherwise, if you were not seeing because of light, we're going to bump into a lot of things.
Tinoonana uye kana tichifamba tine zvimwe zvatinoda kunzenga nekuti kana usingazvione uchazogumbutswa.
Amen.
Amen.
So light is very important for us.
Saka chiedza chakakosha zvikuru
kwatiri. So these are the three that's binding the people. But we go on to the fourth dimension. In the fourth dimension, we don't see it. The things that's happening in the fourth dimension, we don't see. Like we've been told by the prophet that as we're sitting right now, there are a lot of waves that's going in this building.
Mune masai sai akawanda ari kufamba muchivakwa chino.
Radio waves.
Masai sai eradio.
Amen. People that's speaking here in all the different countries, all that they are speaking about is moving here.
Vanhu vari kutaura paradio munyika dzakasiyana siyana zvose zvavari kutaura pamusoro pazvo zviri kufamba zvichipfuura nemuno.
We don't see it, we don't hear it.
Hatikwanisi kuzviona kana kuzvinzwa.
Because it is in another dimension.
Nekuti zviri mune chimwe chiyero.
Amen.
Amen.
And there are many people that's acting, dancing and doing lots of things.
Pane vanhu vakawanda vari kutamba, vari kuita mitambo nekuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana.
Even people fighting and running, but we don't see them. You need the crystal of a television to catch the what is going on so that you can see it. But those things are moving right now.
Kana vanhu vari kuita tsiva, kana vanhu vari kumhanya, hatikwanisi kuzviona. Asi unotoda mumwe mudziyo wakaita seTV kuti uzvibate uzokwanisa kuzviona.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's another dimension.
Chimwewo chero.
A prophet can stand and can see a lot of things that's happening in vision form.
Profeta anokwanisa kumira ogoona zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuitika muchiratidzo.
Amen. And everybody else does not see that. But it's things that's happening. We remember the story in the Bible. When the Samaritans, the enemy was busy trying to trap Israel and fight and overcome. Trying to plan and to do.
Aiudza mambo Israel zvese zvairongwa nemuvengi kuti arida kuita sei.
Amen. And they didn't know what was happening, and they thought there was somebody among themselves who was warning the king in Israel of their plans.
Vesiri vakasinganzwisise zviri kuitika vakafunga kuti pakati pavo pane mutengesi ari kuenda kunoudza veIsraeri zvavanenge varonga.
Until it was told, it's nothing to do with people among us, but in Israel there. There's a prophet.
Kusvikira vakazoudzwa kunzi aiwa asi mumwe wedu ari kuenda kunotitengesa asi kuIsraeri uko vane muprofita.
He sees and he hears what you are saying even in your bedroom.
Anoona nekunzwa zvamunotaura muimba yenyekurara.
That is the one that is telling Israel what is happening.
Ndiye ari kuudza Israeri zviri kuitika.
So the enemy said, we must go and pick him up.
Muvengi akati regai tiende tinomutora.
Amen.
Amen.
So they went over and they surrounded the city of Jotham.
Vakaenda vakanokumberedza guta reJotham.
Amen. And there was a prophet Elisha, and Gehazi was also there.
Five men prophet ainzi Elisha na Gehazi akanga aripo ipapo.
And they brought in their many many soldiers.
Vakaunza mauta avo akawanda.
Amen. And Gehazi was very afraid.
Gehazi akatya zvikuru.
But the prophet, when he saw Gehazi fearing, he knew what was happening.
Asi muprofita akaona Gehazi achitya akaziva zviri kuitika.
Because the prophet was seeing what Gehazi was not seeing.
Nekuti muprofita anga achiona zvanga zvisingaonekwe naGehazi.
Amen.
Amen.
Then he also prayed for this young boy so that he might see what he was seeing.
Akanamatira mukomana uyu kuti aonewo zvanga achiona.
He was so surprised when his eyes were opened.
Akashamiswa zvikuru maziso ake paakazarurwa.
That all around them, it was full of horses and chariots of fire.
Nekuti pavanga vari pose panga pakakomberedzwa nemabhiza nengoro zvemoto.
Amen. That brought joy to him.
Zvakamunzira mufaro.
Praise the Lord.
Tinotenda
Mwari. So there are a lot of things that's happening in the unseen world.
Saka pane zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika yatisingaoni.
Much more than what is happening in the seen world.
Zvinotodarika munyika yezvatiri kuona.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's another dimension.
Saka chimo chiyero ichi.
There is a fifth dimension.
Pane chiyero chechishanu.
Is the dimension of devils.
Chiyero chemadimoni.
Satan.
Na Satan.
It's a hell dimension.
Chiyero chegehena.
Amen.
Amen.
But that one is also in another world that we don't see.
Asi ichi chero chitori mune imwe nyika yatisingaoni.
Amen.
Amen.
And there is another dimension called the sixth dimension.
Pane chiyero chechitanhatu.
This is a heavenly dimension.
Chiyero chekudenga.
When saints pass on from here,
vatsvene pavanotisiya kubva pano,
they go into another dimension called the sixth dimension.
Vanoenda muchiyero chinonzi chiyero chechitanhatu.
Waiting there for the resurrection.
Varimo vakamirira rumuko.
Amen. And the highest dimension is the seventh dimension.
Chiyero chepamusoro soro chiyero chechinomwe.
Amen.
Amen.
That is where God is dwelling.
Ndimo munogara Mwari.
So are you seeing there's a lot that we don't see?
Saka muri kuona kuti pane zvakawanda zvatisingaoni.
And there's a lot that is happening around.
Uye pane zvakawanda zviri kutoitika.
Amen.
Amen.
But the prophet in this end time, he told us.
Asi muprofita wenguva ino yekuguma akatiudza.
That the lid of hell has been opened.
Kuti widibiro yegehena yakazarurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
And thousands upon thousands of demons are jumping out of there and anointing people.
Uye zuru ne zuru ze zuru ze madimoni ari kusetuka kubva imomo achinozodza vanhu.
This is why he preached on the greatest battle that has ever been fought.
Ndochikonzero vakaparidza mharidzo inonzi hondo huru sai isati yamborwiwa.
Because while you are fighting with the visible army,
nekuti panguva yaunenge uchirwa nehondo yamuri kuona,
there is an invisible army that you don't see but also fighting you.
Pane imwe hondo isingaoneke iri kurwawo nemi.
Amen.
Amen.
So demons are fighting.
Madimoni ari kurwisa.
Maybe forbidding you from sleeping and they're trying to strangle you.
Pamwe ari kutokushaisa hope achiedza kuda kukuuraya.
Amen. That's the area where witchcraft and all these things they work.
Ndo muchero chinoshandira varoi nevese vanoita zvekufamba usiku.
But at the same time,
asi panguva imwe chete,
heaven has been opened.
Denga rakazarurwawo.
And the anointing is upon the believer.
Uye chizoro chichiri pamutendi.
To fight against the devil.
Kuti arwisane nadiabori.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you know that Christians are not afraid of witchcraft?
Vangani vanozviziva kuti vatendi havatye varoi.
Amen.
Amen.
It does not mean that witchcraft is not there.
Azvisikureva kuti varoi havako.
If it is not there, then the devil is not there.
Kana tikati varoi havako, zvakureva kuti naSatan haako.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
Then it means what's this stuff that's on in the waters, huh? Njusu, huh?
Zvakureva kuti mameme idzi.
It means the memes are not there.
Zvakureva kuti njusu hakuna.
Zviriko.
It's there.
Zvakawandisa.
Plenty of it.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you are a believer,
asi kana uri mutendi,
you have got power that is above all.
Une simba rinodarika huroi nenjusu.
That will never touch you.
Asimbova zvakakubata izvi.
There is no reason why a believer,
hapana chikonzero chekuti mutendi,
will say, me, I will never visit that home.
Nekuti haina handimbofamba ndakashanyira kumusha kwavo.
They are going to bewitch me.
Nekuti vanozondiroya.
Me, I will never greet that brother or that sister. They are going to bewitch me.
Ina ndikwazise hama iyaya nehanzadziyo nekuti vanogona kundiroya.
What world are you living in?
Sari kurarama munyika ipi iwe?
What scripture do you read?
Unoverenga magwaro api?
We are told they shall drink poison.
Takaudzwa kunzi vachanwa chepfu.
Amen. And snakes can even bite you.
Kunyange kana nyoka inogona kutokuruma.
But you won't die.
Asa haufe.
If you are a believer.
Kana uri mutendi.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, we must have freedom.
Ama tinofanira kusununguka.
You can never tie yourself down.
Haikona kuzvisungirira pasi.
I can't greet this one because you think witchcraft is in the hands.
Hanza ndikwanisa kumhoresa. Unofunga kuti huroi uri mukukwazisa neruoko.
That's far from it.
Aiwa zviri kure neizvozvo.
Amen. If you are a believer,
kana uri mutendi,
you eat whatever you want.
Idya chero zvaunoda.
After prayer.
Mushure memunamato.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You visit whosoever you want.
Chanyira chero waunoda.
Because you must know.
Nekunofana kuziva.
The angel of the Lord.
Mutumwa waJehovha.
Is encamping around you.
Akakukomberedza iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
He that is in you.
Uyo ari mauri.
Is greater.
Mukuru.
Than the one that is in the world.
Kudarika uyo ari munyika.
Amen.
Amen.
Then the prophet preached the message.
Profeta akazviparidza mharidzo.
Do you fear cancer?
Munotya cancer here?
Amen.
Amen.
He says cancer is a demon.
And cancer is a demon.
So if you don't fear it, it means you don't fear anything of those demons.
Saka kana usingatye cancer zvinoti haumbotya madimoni aya. Ndizvo here?
Praise God.
Totenda mwari.
But we have come to a time in this life.
Asi tasvika pachimwe chinhano muupenyu huno.
Where you are able to get a hold of all powers.
Unokwanisa kuve nemasimba ose mumaoko ako.
Because he that is in you is greater than the one that is in the world.
Nekuti uyo ari mauri mukuru kudarika uyo ari munyika.
Amen.
Amen.
So you are not afraid of anything.
Saka hauna chaunotya.
Because number one enemy of the church is fear.
Nekuti muvengi mukuru wekutanga kukereke kutya.
Amen. But the greatest weapon for the church is faith.
Asi chikombo chikuru chekereke kutenda.
Faith is a virtue.
Kutenda isimba.
Fear is no virtue.
Kutya harisi simba.
Amen.
Amen.
So we want to deal with what gives us virtue.
Saka toda kushanda nezvinotipa simba.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Amen.
Amen.
God has given us a lot of resources.
Mwari vakatipa zvekushandisa zvakawanda.
Amen. Natural and spiritual.
Zvose zvepanyama nezvepamweya.
But we are looking for somebody who is able to get a hold of these resources and use them for themselves. To your own advantage. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what we want. That Almighty God can help us. Praise God. Is it possible that you can see something and you can use it your own advantage? Is that right? So, we spoke about the fourth dimension here. Which means, if you've got a little transistor radio, you can just tune to whatever wavelength you want. Then you can hear what is happening in Zambia while you are here in Zimbabwe. Is that true? Why? You've got the instrument that is catching what is happening in other countries. And you can hear it while you are here. Is that true? Other people have got transistors to hear what is happening in hell while they're here.
Vamo vano tone mudziyo kuti anonzwa zviri kugena iye ari pano.
Is that true?
Icho kwadi here.
But we don't want that transistor.
Asi hatichida mudziyo iyoyo.
Amen. We have another one.
Tine mumwe.
You can tune and you can hear from heaven straight.
Unotuna wonyatso bva kunzwa kudenga chaiko.
Amen.
Amen.
While you are in this dimension.
Uri muchiyero chino.
While you are on this earth here.
Uri panyika pano.
You be busy communicating with heaven.
Unenge uri pabasa kutaura nedenga.
And people are surprised. Why are you smiling? Why are you rejoicing when everybody else is very sad?
Vanhu vanenge vachishamiswa sei uri kunyemwerera, sei uri kufara, vanhu vese vakasuruwara.
I got a transistor. I'm tuned into heaven. And I can hear what heaven is saying to me. Because we are sitting in heavenly places in Christ
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we go to church. And we all sit like this. Amen. But somebody, his mind is back home. You are busy cooking lunch while you are sitting here. So all the preaching that is going on here is useless to you. Because you are tuned into another world. Amen. Please come back to church. Amen.
Amen.
God has got a reason for bringing you here. He wants to talk to you. Amen.
Amen.
So the moment we come and sit here, we forget about our neighbors. We forget about those ahead, behind and before. And you close yourself in a little closet. Alone with God. And you say, Lord, speak to me. I have got a problem. I want you to solve my problem. I'm on a crossroad. I don't know where to go. But as I'm sitting here, I know you can speak to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Does God speak? Yes, sir. He spoke to
Samuel.
And Samuel was able to hear the voice of God. He spoke to the prophet. He can speak to you also. Amen.
Amen.
Our God is not dumb. He speaks. And we are not dumb. We can hear when God speaks. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah, his arm is not too short so that he is not able to reach you. He has got the longest hand. He will reach you. Amen.
Amen.
He can pull you out of trouble. Is that right? He can push you and your car while you are on the road. Does that surprise you? Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes you are driving and you see this car is aiming at me. It's such a high speed. Amen. And you know with your own effort You can't overcome it. But brother, somehow, in a way that you just don't understand, you find yourself on the other side, and you are still going on. You look back, that car is still there, and it is going, and you are going. Something happens. You can never describe it. But there's the hand of the Lord, longer than you think. He pushed your car and he pushed this one quick. Twinkle of an eye. And you are safe. Amen.
Amen.
He is doing that every day. Amen. Not only for certain people, for you. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is doing that. Even certain things He was doing in the Bible, we believe He's ready to do that now. If you are ready to receive it. Is that right? How many of you remember the story of
Philip?
God took him from the convention in Jerusalem, and he took him all the way to Gaza. There was somebody who needed the assistance of Philip. Amen.
Amen.
I can see Brother Philip is already raising his hand. Sometimes it's in the name too. If you believe it.
Can I just stand there?
Amen.
Amen.
But when he finished his project, talking to the finance minister of
Ethiopia.
Amen. He knew I finished my job. This is why God sent me here. When the work was finished, he was just moving around. And his thoughts say, look, I must go back. Brother, you know what happened? God transported him without a combi.
Pasina kombi.
Without a car,
pasina motor.
Without a bus,
pasina bus.
Without an aeroplane,
pasina ndege.
Azotas.
Akaenda ku Azotas.
And he found himself continuing walking.
Akazoona achienda mberi nekufamba.
Hey brother, God can do it again.
Mwari vanogona kuzvidzokorora izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
Because He is the same.
Nekuti mumwe chete.
Yesterday,
zuro.
Today and forever.
Nekusingaperi.
Meaning what He did yesterday, He can do it again today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's not doing it for people who don't believe.
He's
doing it for people who can believe it and people that are expecting it. We are expecting Him anytime to do something for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So when people were thinking of making electricity, they needed a turbine. That has got to be moved by a power. Is that right? So they couldn't find people that can keep on moving because they must also eat and they must sleep and they get tired. Amen.
Amen.
But they find a river that's going onto a gorge. We spoke about it at the time. Dam that river.
And
make sure that the waters on this other side accumulates in such a force and power.
Yes.
Amen. So instead of the water pushing through the wall of the dam, they just open up a little thing, a little tunnel. So the pressure of the water hits on the turbines, and the turbines are moving all the time. Meanwhile, electricity is being produced. Somebody thought about it. And it worked. Amen.
Amen.
Using resources
that's
available to their own advantage. Amen.
Amen.
So, if men can do that on the natural, how about a Christian with spiritual resources? Can we not advantage ourselves with all these things? Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says, we are sitting on our we are supposed to be using certain things for ourselves and get benefited, but we're just relaxing because we don't want and we don't know. Amen. How many of you know that even as we are seated here, everybody is being beaten on the head by Wi-Fi. Brother, it's something that has been invented. Amen. That Wi-Fi can be everywhere. But you've got your laptop. You got your different devices. You are able to connect to Russia from here. On the palm of your hands. Yet, even that device is being hit by Wi-Fi. But
do
you know what you can do? You must know the password. So, all you do, just use your password. You are now using Wi-Fi to your advantage. Russia, which is many thousands of kilometers away from you, is right on your palm.
2017.
These things are happening. In the scientific world. Is that true? Can you ever imagine? Maybe 15 or so years ago. How were we communicating with only one telephone head in the house? And maybe one for the whole company. But brother, we were communicating and life was going on easy. And you'd go meet your brother, your sister, wherever you want to go and have a conference. But if we go back to that time today, you're going to say, I don't want to live in that time. I want my own phone in my pocket. I can phone whosoever I want at any time. Is that right? So, it's an advantage. Science has advantaged us. But I want you to know, this is all for the gospel. But the devil has gone way ahead of us. And he has taken all the airspace to himself. And us who are coming late, we have to buy and rent to the devil. When it was supposed to be ours. Are you getting what I'm saying? There was a time in the book of
Samuel,
the Philistines had advanced themselves so much with a way of sharpening every iron tool. If you want your knife to be sharpened, Philistia. If you want your axe to be sharpened, Philistine. Your pruning hooks, Philistine. Your spear, your arrow, Philistine. They were more advanced than the Jew. Is that right? So much that when Israel wanted to fight the Philistines, he must first send them their weapons for sharpening before they go to fight them. Can you imagine?
Nya tanga yashikaba kuti kunyanga Israel idabudzana nevaFilistia. Yatanga yatora zombo zvayo endeta kuvaFilistia kuti vavarodzere kuti zvikwanise kurwa. Mungazvifungewo.
If your enemy does that, are you going to sharpen it?
Zvino achachirodza here chombo chako iwe?
You are making it so blunt until it doesn't even work. Because you know they're going to fight you.
Achanyatora tichigomarare chisarwa nokuti vata kurwisana newe.
This is what is happening right now. The devil has got a bigger advantage than us Christians. It's us now that's trying to beg from the devil. What are you doing with this Wi-Fi? How does it work? So that you can also use it to church. Is this what we are doing? Yes.
Wongo.
We are checking from the devil about internet. So we have become beggars.
So tato vanhu vanopema.
Amen. With the resources that belong to our God. It's supposed to be the opposite. Is that right? It is supposed to be the opposite. The devil is supposed to beg from us. Is that true? Even most of the musical instruments that we're using, and even our PA system, even the one that I'm using, the devil started using it before us. And we go to beg from the devil, please, we want one at least for the church. Brother, we are far behind. Amen.
Amen.
But I know you can see it is true. Amen.
Amen.
But brothers and sisters, I want you to know.
Ama anzanzo da kuti muone.
In the spiritual side,
pachiyero chepamweya,
it must be correct for us.
Zvinofanira kunge zvakatinakira isu.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
Look at the Pentecostal world.
Taisai muone muzvere zvePentecost.
Amen. They are so bold.
Vakanyatso kusindimara.
To preach a useless gospel.
Kuparidza vhangeri risina basa.
Of money.
Remari.
And poor people believe it.
Vanhu vanonzwisa urombo vanozvitenda.
But there's no sense in it.
Harina kana chinobatsira mari.
How can a preacher take a whole big drum and put it here?
Muparidzi angatorese izi drum zvihombe oriisa pamberi pechechi.
And steal money from you publicly.
Onyatsoba mari kwamuri muchitozviona pachena.
And say all the $20 put them here.
Hanzi ma $20 ese isai mu drum.
And people run. They run with money, put it here. So now, no more 20s, it's now
50.
And they actually say, no bond note. And they lie to you that we're going to pray for you and you're going to be healed. And they manufacture the miracles. Why? Because the devil has known that the people want healing. And people are so poor. And they tell you must put your seed here in my drum. I'll take it home, but you put your seed here. And he goes to build his mansion and whatever. What aeroplanes now? You know what I'm talking about. Amen. But brother, we have got people in the message who don't have to manufacture. But we have got genuine miracles. Things that are happening in your eyes. But the thing is, we don't believe it. We don't believe it. But we are looking for somebody who can truly believe that God heals. And when He does that, we all give God the praises. That's what we are looking for. But the thing is, we don't believe it. We have come to a level where we are supposed to speak. And things have got to happen. Are you not speaking to your phone? And your phone writes a message on its own after you speak. And people receive the message from your speech. Are you seeing how far we are? That's how far they have gone. But we doubt our speech. Because the devil tells you, oh, you want to speak, go ahead. Suppose it doesn't happen. What are you going to do if it doesn't happen? But you are looking for men and women who have got enough courage to tell the devil it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And tell the devil, okay.
What are the devil? All right.
Suppose it happens. What are you going to do? It takes a man full of faith to know that it can happen. Amen.
Amen.
Is that true? The prophet says time is coming when you are going to give your brother rain. Is it your rain? Is it your rain? No, no, you can't manufacture rain. But when you tell him, brother, you say your crops are wilting, I will give you rain in the name of Jesus
Christ.
And do you know what is happening? God is hearing what you are saying. The prophet says it is your job to speak. And it is God's job to effect what you have said. Why do you fear for God? It's a covenant that He has made with humankind that you speak and God is going to effect what you have spoken about. Don't fear. You wrote no scripture. It's God who wrote the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, I'm persuading you this morning. These things are ours. The scripture was written for you. Don't leave it for somebody else. And you also know you are the last generation that must be alive here on this earth. Are you leaving for another generation to come? Suppose it doesn't come. The prophet, you are the last one. We want to use this to our own advantage. May God have mercy on our unbelief. Amen.
Amen.
But somebody is going to come up and say, I will never disbelieve again. It's onward ever and backward never. Amen.
Amen.
We're looking for people that's positive in the way they think. I'm not talking about positive in your blood. I'm talking about being positive with the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Take God at His word and it is going to work for you. Praise the Lord. Do we believe the Lord? Amen.
Amen.
I've got a few things that I'm going to read from Brother Branham. Amen. And I know you believe it. I'm only reminding you on what he said. Amen.
Amen.
On paragraph 61 of the first seal.
Paragraph 61.
Amen. Now notice, but it's to be revealed when the Lamb leaves His intercessory place from the Father.
Revelation 5.
Now, He takes the book of seals.
Zino anotora book of simbiso.
It's not here. Okay. I'll read from my notes. Not here. Amen.
Amen.
So, breaks them, shows them. Look at the end of the age now. After the intercessory is over, the church age has done finished up. He come in the first age.
The
Ephesian age revealed, send the messenger. Notice what happened as we go along.
Zino tarisa izvakaitika tichifambira mberi.
Amen. Here is the plan of it now. Here is the plan of it. Listen. The first thing that happens, there is an announcement in heaven, in the heavens first.
Pane kushambadzirwa kudenga kutanga.
Because it must happen in heaven first. Before it happens here on this earth. What happened? It still is open. Amen. What is that? A mystery is unfolded. And when the mystery unfolds, then a trumpet sounds. It declares war. Amen. Or a plague falls. And a church age opens. What is the war part? The angel of the church catches the mystery of God. Not fully yet revealed. But when he does, he catches this mystery of God. And then he goes forth to the people after the mystery has been given to him. Goes forth to the people. What does he do out there? He begins to proclaim that message. And what does it
touch?
A war. A spiritual war. I pause a little bit. He's showing you what happened in the spiritual realm. Are you getting that? So, remember that every age has got a message. Amen.
Amen.
And the message for each age is a seal that has got to open.
Zino marizo kuchizarwa chega chega, chisimbiso chinofana kuzarurwa.
God has got a sealed package.
Mari vane chisimbiso chakavharwa.
A message for the will of God for that particular age.
Shoko ra Mwari rekuda kwawo kuchizarwa ichocho.
Which is responsible for the behavior of the people of that age. What you are supposed to believe. And how you are supposed to carry yourself around. Amen. Is a still package in the hand of God. So for that particular age, God comes and breaks up that seal. And when he does that, there is a messenger for each age. You don't see what God has done, but the messenger of the age, he sees what God is doing, because it is in the spiritual realm. And the promise is the messenger sees it and catches it.
Zino zine profita nume ino ziona yove azibata.
And when he catches it,
kana azibata,
he goes to the people.
Ano enda kuhanu.
His message
Shokorake
is the will of God for that age. His message
Shokorake
is what was sealed in that particular age.
Zino zanga zaka simbisiru wa chicharwa ichocho.
Is that true?
Icho kwa dere.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me read a just keep this one here. I'll read a scripture here. In the book of Ephesians in chapter 1. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm reading Ephesians chapter
1.
Praise God. Are you still around? Amen.
Amen.
Verse 4 says.
Verse 4, you know what?
My. Okay, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Verse 3. Ngavongwe Mwari na baba vashe wedu Jesu Kristu.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Wakati ropafadza nemaropafadza ose epamweya.
In heavenly places in Christ.
Kudenga muna Kristu.
There is no reason why Paul says all spiritual blessings if he doesn't know that it was all spiritual blessings.
Pamba sina chikonzero Paulo akati maropafadza ose epamweya kana ayanga sina kuzviziva kuti maropafadza ose epamweya takapuwa.
Are you awake? Are you listening? Amen.
Amen.
Who is writing here? The messenger of the age. Amen.
Amen.
And he is the first of all the seven. And he catches it. Is that right? According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Seza akati sanangura maari nyika isati yavambwa.
That we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Kuti tive vatsvene vasina mhosva pamberi pake murudo.
How does he know?
Anoziva sei.
That this was all done before the foundation of the world.
Kuti zvese zvakaitwa izvi nyika ino isati yanene.
You need to be a messenger for you to know that.
Unofanira kunge uri mutumwa waMwari kuti uzive izvi.
And you got to be a disciple to the messenger to believe what he is saying.
Unofanira kunge uri mudzidzi wemutumwa kuti utende zvaanenge ataura.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
He says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
Akafano kutemera kare kuti na Jesu Kristu tiitwe vanakomana vake sezvo akafadzwa pakuda kwake.
He has adopted us.
Akatigadza sevana.
You were all the false and wild vine. You
wanga uri wemudzambiringa wemusango wakarasika.
But he got a hold of you.
Asa akakubata.
He brought you in.
Akakuunza.
And he adopted you to be a son.
Akakugadza kuti uve mwana.
When you are adopted to be a son,
kana wagadzwa kuve mwana,
it means you must change your identity.
Zvinoreva kuti wakutoshandura zita rako.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
When you are adopted, you are going to forget about your surname.
Kana watogadzwa semwana uchakangana zvezita rako rekare.
It's up to the one that is adopting you to give you whether he must give you a new name or not.
Zvakune uyo akugadza semwana kuti okupa zita itsva here kana kuti kwete.
Baba vako vakakuti Marway.
Your father called you Marway.
Inda kwadopa ndakurama nechiti Marway.
And I've adopted you. Can I continue to call you Marway?
No,
hakuna
zvakada. I give you another name.
Ndokupa rimwe zita.
Is that true? Because I don't want that name in my house. I want a new name. So it's up to the one that is adopting you. Is that right? So that he knows what to do with you. So it's him that adopted us as children. Is that right? To the praise of the glory of his grace. Wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
Iko kukanganirwa kwokudarika kwedu nokuwanda kwenyasha dzake.
Are you looking at verse 9 now?
Makutarisa verse 9 here.
Amen. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
Akatizivisa zvakavanzika zvokuda kwake.
According to the good pleasure. Amen.
Amen.
Which he has purpose in himself.
Sezva akafadzwa pakufunga kwake maari.
So in each age, God reveals the mystery of his will to the messenger of the age.
Saka muchizvarwa chega Mwari vanozarira chakavanzika chekuda kwavo kumutumwa wega wega.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he does that, the messenger gets the message and he runs with the message.
Kana Mwari vazarura chakavanzika, mutumwa anochibata obva amhanya kunochiparidza.
So that everybody must know the will of God for that particular age.
Kuti munhu wese azive kuda kwaMwari muchizvarwa ichocho.
The other thing that you've got to know.
Chimwe chinhu chaunofanira kuziva.
When the messenger gets a hold of the message from God.
Kana mutumwa abata shoko kubva kuna Mwari.
His job is to call out names.
Basa rake.
That were written on the lamb section of the book of life.
Basa rake ndere kudana mazita anga akanyorwa muchikamu chegwayana chebhuku reupenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
And your name is in mystery form.
Zvino zita rako riri muchimiro chechakavanzika.
So when he's preaching the mystery of the will of God, he is calling out your name.
Kana achiparidza chakavanzika chekuda kwaMwari ari kudana zita rako iwe.
How did Paul know when he says, greet so and so, greet so and so, whose names are written in the book of life?
Paulo aidziva sei paichikwazisa ningi naningi 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 vane mazitawo ari mubhuku reupenyu.
Who told him?
Ndiani akaudza Paulo?
That the names are written in the books in the lamb section of the book of life.
Kuti mazitawo akarohwa akanyorwa muchikamu chegwayana
mubhuku reupenyu. Because he knows that his job
Is to call out the name that's written. Is that right? And we know in this age, the message is not for everybody. The message is for only for those whose names are written on the lamb section of the book of life. Is that true? In the adoption, in the bridge message, the prophet said, Jesus did not die for everybody. Although the scripture says, for God so loved the world. Amen. But he gave his only begotten son. Look at the key. So that whosoever, it's not everybody now, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Are you not happy this morning that you are part of whosoever? Amen.
Amen.
And you believe the word of God. So this message is not for everybody. If you believe this message, that's a sure sign. Your name was written.
Amen.
Amen. Not on the day you came to the altar, but before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain way back there, and the blood of the lamb is what the ink that was used to write your name. Brother, nobody can erase that. There is no devil that can erase that. What does that mean to you? Brother, you didn't just come yesterday. The devil can only just kick it around. How can you do that? When you were there before the foundation of the world, and how can you fear the devil? Amen. When you were back there, you must know you are greater and stronger than the devil, and the devil cannot toss you around. Hallelujah. But in this age, when God brought a message, your name was part of the package. How many of you believe that? You are part of the package. You are the reason why the seven angels came. You are the reason. Because the prophet was told to go back east and preach the mystery of the seven seals. You are part of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the angel had to be there all the time to make sure he was speaking your name right.
Amen.
You know, there's something that happens. If your name is Joseph, for example, and somebody calls you Josephus, what are you going to do? You're going to look at them and say, Joseph. You want them to pronounce the name correct so that they won't give you the wrong name. And the angel was standing there, first seal, second seal, seven, up to seven seal, to make sure he speaks it right. Because your name is mystery. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the Lord is wonderful. This is why
John
was screaming for joy. Amen.
Amen.
He saw his name in the book. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to tell you this morning, when you see your name in the book, in the same book, and you see your name there, you never remain still. Amen.
Amen.
You are going to rejoice.
Fara.
You tell every enemy
that
my God is alive.
Kuti mwari wangu mpenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
And you are not afraid of anything.
Uya,
but this is the plan.
Asindo urongo wacho.
Is that right?
Dizo here.
So, the messenger of the age,
saka, mutumwa wechizvarwa,
is the one that catches it.
Ndiye anozvibata.
When he catches it,
kana azvibata,
he goes to speak about it.
Anoenda kunozvishambadzira.
Amen. But it doesn't mean that evangelists and
Oh, the different ones are not there. They are there.
As you know, now I'm evangelizing. I'm moving south. I'm going.
Amen. But it's not. That's not their duty.
As I receive, as I evangelizing, I'm moving south.
No, no. All these people full of tents and bringing up a lot of crowds.
If you say we're going to start tent, then we're going to start. As we say, we're cheating. We're going.
That's not their job.
I receive, as I go.
Amen.
Amen.
But the job of the messenger of the age is to catch the mystery. When he catches the mystery, he gives it to you. Do you believe that? He gives it to you. So that must be part of your life. Amen.
Amen.
And then God takes his messenger. Amen. With the elect of that age and lays them away asleep. And then he drops a plague upon them who rejected. Amen.
Amen.
So the elect of the age together with their messenger, they're laid one side. Paul and his group. Irenaeus and his group, all the way down to this age. Amen.
Amen.
We are numbered together with the prophet because we received his message. Is that true? So for those who refuse the message, he drops a plague upon them. Amen.
Amen.
For those who refuse the message, because the messenger has got a message which is two-faced. Amen. One face is mercy. The other face of his message is judgment. Is that true? That's what happened with
Moses.
The other face come out of Egypt. The other face was plagued. Is that true? This age is the same. As it was with Moses. So is it in this age also? You receive this message, it's rapture for you. If you don't receive this message, it's plague for you. God help us. Plague, a temporary judgment.
And
then after that is over, then he goes on. They denominate and bring in denominations and start off with that man's work life of Wesley and all the rest of them. And then it gets all in a scruple again. And then another mystery comes forth. Then what happens? Another messenger arrives on the earth for a church age. Amen.
Amen.
So do you see how he does it? When he finishes with this age, he takes the messenger and the people of that age, the elect, he puts them one side. Put them in the sixth dimension. Amen. Waiting for the resurrection. Is that true? That is what he does all the time. May God have mercy on us. We need that so much. I want to go quickly down to paragraph 68 of Countdown. Alright. I'm going to take a few quotes or a few paragraphs from this message. Amen.
Because
the prophet took his time comparing scientific development with spiritual development. So that we realize, if you can see what is happening in the spiritual side, you must know God is moving here also in the spiritual side. Natural and spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
If you've seen they've gone very far, you must know God has also gone very far with the spiritual. Then it means they've got to wake up and catch up.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that true? But the thing is, you must never fear. You must never fear to try. The prophet spoke the quote that we read the other time about Thomas Edison.
Who
invented electricity? He said he threw away many wires. There was no electrons moving. Amen.
Amen.
But did he give up? No. He kept on going. Because something told him it's going to work. It was an inspiration. Amen.
Amen.
And it finally worked. And today the whole world is full of electricity because of somebody who tried. And he threw away many wires. Amen.
Amen.
But it worked. We got power. We are busy and we're happy about that. How about Brother Branham? Did he just wake up a prophet? And started moving around and prophesying and everything? No. A lot of things happened. Amen.
Amen.
He even wanted to kill himself. He got a hold of live wire. Amen. And the devil wanted to kill him, shooting him. And he even got a gun. He wanted to shoot other people. But God didn't want that to happen. Brother, suppose he committed suicide and he died. Things will never have worked. But God protects his gift. Is that true? Because he has got a purpose. There's a reason why he even raised you two. You will never go. In other words, you will never die until God's purpose about your life is fulfilled. But when he's through with you, brother, we can all cry. We can weep and mourn. But with God, he is very happy. He's ringing bells in heaven. You've fought a good fight of faith. You've finished your race. Is that right? That's what he will be saying. Because did you know? When you become a believer, you are now in God's hands for his own use and purpose. When he wants you home, he will simply call you. If you're not ready, you won't go. Is that true? He knows who are going to rise from the dead, and he knows who must be changed. Is that right?
This way.
You might have a choice.
And
say, me?
What you mean?
Me, I will never die.
I'm
going to be changed. Look, God is sovereign. He knows what he is planning. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
So this is what we've got to realize.
I
want to quickly go together with you in this. He had spoken about justification. Sanctification. Amen. And baptism of the Holy Ghost in Pentecost. Are those not the three stages of grace? Is that right? You go through justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you are still awake? Nobody has gone home to prepare lunch yet. Or somebody selling doilies in Cape Town. Are you here? Amen.
Amen.
But now I want you to watch. When justification came,
in the day of Martin Luther.
Kumazuwa Martin Luther.
It was horsepower.
Rangari simbare mabiza.
And he called it horse and buggy.
Vakariti simbare mabiza nengoro.
The carriage was being pulled by horsepower, and you could even count the horses.
Ngoro yai donzwa nesimbare mabiza. Uchitoverenga kuti mabiza mangani.
Is that right? So it was maybe 2 horsepower or 1 horsepower.
Samwe yainzi simbare mabiza mairi kana simbare biza rimwe.
And that was justification. Is that right? And remember, justification did not come on its own. It was not the wisdom of men either. Amen. Although it was time for the men anointing. But I want you to see here. Amen. That it was the anointing of God that brought about horse and buggy. But at the same time, it was the Holy Spirit that brought justification. Are you getting it? And more of the same Holy Ghost brought about sanctification. Are you getting that? And more of the Holy Ghost that brought sanctification, more of it brought about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So it's more of it. Is that right? Can you say more of it? Because I want you to participate. Amen. So, justification is the Holy Ghost. In part, that brought about that work. The same Holy Ghost brought about sanctification. Because the people in justification time, brother, they were also baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But that Holy Ghost will not give them enough room to participate like you are sanctified. Because it's not yet the time for it. Is that right? But when the period for sanctification came, the same Holy Ghost in the days of Luther, amen, brought about more of the inspiration to bring about sanctification. Is that true? Yes. This is what happened. But did you see the quote we read in Seals? When God opened up the mystery of the day. Amen. So the messenger of the age catches it and he preaches it. Now, the part that I would want you to understand, this is on the spiritual side, is that right? But the scientist
as the science
also catches the same mystery. But he does not preach because he's not a preacher. But what does he do? He goes into his own area. And he develops scientifically what he is catching. Is that right? You must never forget that. Amen.
Amen.
While Martin Luther was catching the mystery of his day,
Martin Luther atibata takawenza kachezwa rake,
horse and buggy.
Amen. Amen.
In the next age, when Wesley also caught the same mystery, they made a motor car. And you know, a motor car is more horses put together. Because they are asking you a question, how many liters is your car? What about the torque? What about this? What? They're calculating the amount of horses. I'm looking at Brother Shamba.
Engineer, Brother Shamba.
Each car that is outside there,
It has got a certain amount of horses that's tied to it.
Rinoitwa nesimba remapiza rinoverengwa pakuti injini ine simba remapiza mangani.
Are you getting that? So is the horsepower.
No,
the
simba remapiza.
Is that right?
This way.
So the motor car is more horses than horse and buggy.
Motor car ine simba remapiza akawanda kudarika ngoro nebiza.
Is that true?
This way.
Amen.
Amen.
You all understand that. About horsepower.
I'm sorry, please, simba remapiza.
Is that right?
This way.
If you understand it, then you got to know. It's the same Holy Ghost that was in
Luther.
It was the same Holy Ghost in Wesley. But better performance. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
Come Pentecost.
Amen.
Amen. We come to Pentecost. The same Holy Ghost. Oh yeah, that's Hosenberg, is that right?
Hey.
Brother, you were a noble man if you would sit in a carriage like this. But coming to John Wesley. So the engine there replaces the horses. Because the horse depends on how it has eaten.
Amen.
But this guy here does not eat.
Asi motokari haidye.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You have got to power it.
Unofanira kungoipa simba.
You have got to put diesel into it or petrol.
Diesel kana petrol.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
To make sure it moves.
Kumene tsoka kuti yafamba.
So this is what happens.
Ndozvakaitika.
Amen.
Amen.
But come Pentecost.
Asi tosvika pa Pentecost.
More horses.
Mabhiza akawanda.
Than what was on the motor car.
Kudarika zvanga zviri pamotokari.
More horses were put on the aeroplane.
Vakaisa simba remabhiza akawanda pandege.
Amen.
Amen.
And you all agree with me.
Mese munowirana nesu.
That Pentecost time,
kuti panguva yePentecost,
it was the restoration of gifts.
Kwaive kudzoredzwa kwezipo.
People speaking in tongues.
Vanhu vachitaura nendimi.
Translating.
Vachidudzirwa.
Gifts of healing.
Zvipo zvokuposa.
And all the different ones.
Nezvose zvakasiyana.
Like what you have in the book of Corinthians.
Is that
right? Amen.
Amen.
But after you speaking in tongues, you must come back home again. And let's eat sadza together.
You flew up, but you are going to land again.
This is the power of aerodynamics. You go.
No kwira,
but you come down.
Asuno buruka unomara.
This way.
Is that true?
Because these horses must be tired also. So they must come down.
Mabizaya anoneta anomara.
Is that right?
This way.
So the one that goes to church that Sunday morning.
Saka uya anenda ku church
magwana nesondo. Somebody translates.
Ano stara nendi mimodudzira.
Amen. After that we all go back home. We have gone into heavenly places.
Tamboenda munzvimbo dzekudenga.
But we come down.
Asitaburuka.
Is that true? This is what is happening. Amen.
Amen.
But the prophet now,
as is you know, prophet up,
he comes to tell us about these three stages. In the message of masterpiece. Amen. He says, justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we see the Holy Ghost himself. So the Holy Ghost is a man. And that man is the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see where we are? We must see the man himself. We are in the age of the man himself. We are in the age of the giver of the gift.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's nice for you to receive the gift. But let's have the giver. Amen. So when the giver arrives, he knows what to do with you. Amen. He knows what is good for you. Praise God. This is it. And the prophet says the reason why Pentecost failed, they denominated on the gift. Amen. We are like this and you are like that and everybody else. When you get divided, you are going to fall. Now you cannot divide God. Who is the giver of the gift.
Amen.
So we have got to accept.
Him on the inside of us. The true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me read that one.
68. Yeah, 68.
Praise God. Then along came Pentecost. And the science of the world was able to achieve an automobile motor. The Wright brothers that created or made manufacture or rather the airplane.
Ndege.
The flying machine.
Mushina unobururuka.
Was far above the car on earth.
Wanga wakadarika nyika motokari yepanyika.
Because he took to the air.
Nekuti vakabururuka kuenda kudenga.
Now, the Wright brothers through their achievements was able to take science and pattern something here on earth to show that there was a great spiritual thing fixing to happen. Are you seeing the prophet here? He shows you the natural. But quickly he takes you to the spiritual. So that you won't remain on the natural. So
it's
showing that there is a great spiritual thing fixing to happen. And when the Wright brothers were able to achieve a great man's feet off the ground. Pentecost
fell
and took to the air. Amen. With spiritual gifts. With the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He took to the air.
Hallelujah.
Get his feet off the ground. So he could swim around. Got up in the air. Oh, how far he was above the horse and the buggy. How far he was above the automobile. He was up in the air. Amen. He was knocking and puffing and banging, but he was flying. Amen.
Amen.
See what man achieves on earth. For they are made of things which do not appear. God was able to achieve something for a spirit-filled people who were hungering and thirsting. And those that would stay with the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister.
Amen.
The book of James tells us that Elijah was a man of like passion. Is that true? He was like us. Nothing different. Is that right? With only one head. With only two hands. No different. But the thing is, he was able to catch heaven. Is that right? And he was connected to heaven. And he had confidence that what God says is true. Amen. Then he told
Ahab,
there won't be dew nor rain on earth here until I bring
it.
Where did he have that courage from?
Yeah.
But do you know? You can have the same courage too. And you can say the same thing. Why? If only you have got the courage to speak it. Are you here? If you have got courage to speak it. What you are simply doing. You are putting God to work. So that he must stand against what you have said. Is that true? The prophet says, if God has given a promise, he is guilty. Did you hear that? That's in the book of Hebrews. If God gives a promise, he is guilty. He must stand with that word until what he said is fulfilled. Because God cannot lie. It's only men that can lie. So if he says it,
God wants to make sure it is fulfilled. And that is what he does. Praise God. I'm giving him time to drink. I'll drink later. All right. Amen.
Amen.
Because many times the power is different, huh? What's power in the preacher and what's power in the translator?
Amen.
Oh my, the Lord is good. Now, 69. If Wesley hadn't stepped out on the world and got a bad name behind him, was called a crazy man and everything else, amen, he would have never been able to achieve. Amen. But Wesley was one of God's great scientists. He's described a scientist. Because he has gone into God's laboratory. And he sees what God is doing and he comes back and he puts it upon the people. Is that true? You also, brother. When he's talking about Wesley, he's talking about you. If Wesley did not have the courage, he wasn't going to be used by God. Do you remember Brother Bram talking about Beethoven? Amen. The great songwriter. What did he say?
Makati.
He had many basketfuls of paper or trash. Is that true? But he kept on writing. And he got the right one. Amen.
Amen.
So, if he was discouraged, was there going to be any songs of Beethoven? No.
Quete.
No?
Quete.
Amen.
Amen.
How about William Shakespeare?
Zakadikona William Shakespeare.
He wrote many things.
Akanyora zvinhu zvakawanda.
Is that right?
Ndizvo.
Some of them he threw them away.
Zvimwe zvacho aitorasa.
But finally he got something.
Pekupedzisira akazowana.
Amen.
Amen.
But what does the book of James tell you?
As the book of James
are you still here? The trial of your faith worketh patience. Amen.
Amen.
You go before God, you pray for this. It doesn't seem to come out right. Did God lie? He's training you. Is that right? So that you get to know that his word is true. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you didn't go into it correctly. Is that right? But one day, you're going to pray. And you know my God answers my prayer. You walk out of there with confidence. And you know that God has already answered. He says, you receive not because you ask not. But when you ask, he says, ask abundantly. So that your joy can be filled. Isn't that wonderful? This is what he does. Don't you want to be a scientist for God? Yeah?
Amen.
Wesley was one.
Wesley,
you are the other one. But Wesley was one of God's great scientists. Luther was one of God's great scientists. Amen. They didn't care what the church said. What the organization says. Luther didn't care what the Catholic
says.
He believed the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And he took God's chemicals of the word and put it together, and the church moved by faith. Hey! Putting all the chemicals together, putting all the scriptures together so that the church can move. Wesley put it together by blood,
and
proved it by the blood. And the church got sanctified. The Pentecostals believed that. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. That the promise is to you and your children. Amen. And them that are far off. And they put the chemicals together out of the word. And they moved into the air.
Hallelujah.
They moved out because they were able to accomplish such. There's something that you've got to realize. Do you know when God created this earth? How many of you know that all the iron was here? The iron didn't come later after creation. When he created this earth, he laid the iron in there. He laid all the aluminium in there. Do you know that? He put all the diamonds in the earth. He put in all the gold. Amen. Everything was in order. But he had to inspire somebody. Amen.
Amen.
To know that this stone has got a certain amount of iron in it. I must beat it up and remove all the dross so that I can get the iron out of this so that I can make thyroid end.
Wanofemera utazeti umu mukatumu mune simbi yakawanda kudai ndopana kuirova ndawana simbi ndopana kugadzira mapatsi emota.
Is that true? It takes inspiration. Amen.
Amen.
For somebody to know. The people are stepping on it. Amen.
Amen.
You don't even know what you're working on. But the one who is inspired, he looks at what you are stepping on. He says, hey, what a waste. Let me take this. I'll take it to the laboratory. And I'm going to work on it. And something good comes. A motor car comes. An aeroplane comes. But it was all here. Is that true? But how many of you know that
Martin Luther
was reading the same Bible you have right now? Is that true? John Wesley was reading the same Bible you have.
John Wesley,
but how come he only came out with justification? One scripture, the just shall live by faith. Brother, and Luther went around the whole world with that scripture, the just shall live by faith. Tell me, was Malachi 4 not in the same Bible? It was in the same Bible, but it was darkness. It was not light, had not shined on it yet. Amen. So the light of John Wesley was only shining on sanctification. Finish. But all other scriptures were silent. It was dark for them. So the only thing that could inspire them was sanctification.
Right?
Every scripture that was speaking about sanctification, brother, that's where the light was shining. But Malachi 4 was there. Luke 17:30 was in the same Bible. Revelation 10:7 was in the same Bible. Is that right? When they were making the motor car full of iron, aluminium was still there. But the right brother had to take the aluminium, which was laying on the same side with the iron, but they took it to make the body of a plane. Hey! Isn't the Lord wonderful? And the singer sang, he was there all the time. He was there with all the promises, but waiting for the anointing of the age.
So that it has got to work. Something only works by an anointing. If there's no anointing, nothing is going to work. Are you getting that? It takes an anointing for something to work. If there is no anointing, it's men and men fighting. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, oh, we are so happy to know that we have got a living God. I want to go down to paragraph
70.
Now,
Zino,
why did these men do this? Amen. Why did Luther find
it?
Why did Wesley find it? Why did these others? Because the material was laying here on earth that could make a T model Ford. Did you hear that?
Model T Ford. Zakanga zitorimo muno munyika kare.
When Adam was walking here,
Adam achifamba pano,
the material to make a T Ford was there.
Zinodika kugadzira T Ford zvaivepo.
But it was not the time.
Asanga isati yanguva.
Amen.
Amen.
There was electricity that could make a car turn and run.
I can't say kufambisa motor.
There was gasoline in the earth.
Paivene petrol munyika.
There was pistons and so forth.
Maivene ma piston nezvese.
Amen. All the materials was laying here on the earth.
Zvese zvinodikana zvanga zvirimo munyika.
Can you go further? Where are we? Come on. Let's go up. All right. He had it laying here. But men who believed it in the scientific realm of the natural probed into it. And they couldn't take no for an answer. They believed it. It was a revelation in their heart. Amen.
Amen.
And they stayed with it until they proved that it was right. Are you hearing that? Men who could not take no for an answer. Yeah. For grade one, yes.
For grade one, hongo.
2 minus 3, it can't.
2 minus 3, azite.
But let's go further in school. Then you're going to be told of another concept. That there's an answer to that. Minus y.
Minus 1.
Amen. Before you were saying it can't. But now it can. So, brother, sister, when something really has to work for you, the prophet says, these men were not taking no for an answer. People that are stubborn with faith to say, even if the whole church does not believe it, but me, I believe it. They say it doesn't work, but I believe it is going to work. Amen.
Amen.
Were they not laughing at Noah?
Noah.
But Noah heard from God.
Noah,
and he knew it is going to work. Is that right? This is where we are supposed to be too. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot die with cancer, brother, in this age. When it is possible for you to receive your healing. Amen. I want to challenge you, brother. Sister, that's sick today. Your healing power is floating in your face. The healing power is flowing all over everybody here. The power is here. And it is flowing. All over the place. It is there. But we are looking for somebody who can see it and catch it.
You see it.
it takes a revelation. Sometimes it appears that you are mad. Amen.
Amen.
But you catch it and it's yours. What happens to a man or woman that is locked up on a wheelchair? Amen. And he can't even move. He's depending on other healthy people to push him. And all the time when they're sleeping, they're dreaming themselves walking or running around. Isn't that so? Yeah. If you are fixed up in a wheelchair, your only dream is when you're walking out.
You don't dream yourself in a wheelchair if you are wheelchair bound. You dream running around.
And that is your desire.
Is that
right?
This way.
So, the word of God is preached to raise you in your faith. For you to believe that my dream can come to pass. I can walk. I can jump out of here. Is that right? God is able to do that for you. So while the word of God is going forth, and you hear the prophet preaching and praying for the sick, and he tells the people he is here. Amen. Maybe they'll look around, they don't see him. Amen. But faith tells him, the one that can give me healing is here. Amen. And if he's here, I can jump out of here. And if I can jump out of here, that one who is there is going to hold me. Amen. So immediately he jumps out. And the one who is there holds him.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Do you want your sickness so much?
Until you
are supporting it with all the prescription.
And
you tell everybody else that me, I've got a backache. My backache. As long as it is yours, it remains there. Until you say it is not mine. The moment you divorce it, that's where it goes. Is that true? You are going to remain a loafer, my friend. Until you say I no longer want. Your husband is going to beat you. Always, he's going to be beating you. Until one day you're going to say, he will never beat me again. Not because you want to fight back. By faith, you are going to say, he that is in me is greater than the one that is in my husband. Hausati wao kuda.
You have not yet liked it.
But pauninge wazonzwoti ndakuzvida
man. But now the time you come to
a situation and say, I
like this, it will work for you.
May God grant us grace. Okay. How that John Wesley proved sanctification. Don't forget, he said, the material was laying there. What you need for the rapture, where is it? Tapes and books. Is that right? We have everything. We have what it takes. Amen. For us to go. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God that brought it, he believed it. No matter if the whole church, the Anglican church and all, turned him down, he stayed with his conviction and proved it. Amen. Pentecostals came around and proved, because they had the material, that the Holy Ghost was right. And they took to the air
vakaenda kudenga.
Did you notice?
Makacherechedza here?
Amen. One of the scientific achievements accompanied the other one.
Yaitevedzana nezvimwe.
Or complemented the other one.
Kana kuti zvaibatsirana nezvaitevera.
It was only a higher form.
Zvaingoya muchiyero chepamusoro.
Amen.
Amen.
The automobile was a higher form of transportation than the horse.
Nekuti kufamba nemotokari chaive chiro chipamusoro pekufamba
nengoro. And the airplane was a higher form of transportation than the automobile.
Ndege yamafambiro ari nani kudarika motokari.
Amen. But they accompanied one another.
Asi zvaive zvichifambirana.
Horsepower, amen. If that's horsepower, what about God's power?
Kana iriri simba remabhiza, ko simba ramwari rakadiwo.
What about the Holy Ghost and power?
Ko zvakadiko mweya mutsvene nesimba.
The Holy Ghost and power that can sanctify you. The same Holy Ghost power can sanctify you. The same Holy Ghost power that sanctifies you. Can fill you with the Holy Ghost. With His presence. Amen. And little science that didn't know their ABC is founded. They found it. Why? They were spiritual scientists. Amen. They seen the thing. They believed it. Men did it by education. The natural scientists. The spiritual scientists. Done it by revelation. One by education. The other by revelation. Amen. If you can just open up. There is all kinds of material laying here. That's right. Do you believe it? You are not on the education side. You are here by revelation. Amen.
Amen.
We believe that. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to continue. Because we haven't finished yet. I want to look at chapter
32. Chapter 32.
Paragraph 32.
So paragraph 32.
Faith in action.
Anzi kutenda kuchibata mabasa.
Amen. It's almost the same, huh?
Zvimwechete.
And you watch.
Murikuona.
Science will try to prove God.
Science ichaedza kuda kusimbisa Mwari.
To be a liar.
Kuti anonyepa.
Here some time ago.
Kuno pane imwe nguva yapfuura.
They said God made a mistake.
Vakati apa chokwadi chaipo Mwari vakaita mhosva.
When he said that he made the firmament above, there was a sun.
Pavakati vakagadzira matenga ari kumusoro uko nezuva.
To make the light.
Kuti pave nechiedza.
But he made a mistake.
Vari kuti akakanganisa.
But you know what?
Asi munozivei.
They got fumbling around in God's laboratory.
Vakaenda kunopinda mulaboratory yaMwari.
And found out.
That
God was right.
Mwari vaitaura chokwadi.
Yeah.
Hongu.
They got an X-ray now.
Iye zvino vava ne X-ray.
That will take your picture without any light.
Inotora mufananidzo wako pasina chiedza.
1955. So the Bible says.
Saka Bhaibheri rinoti.
Your body is full of light.
Mutumbi wako wakazara nechiedza.
And we come to find out.
Tozoona kuti.
The old scientist said.
Ma scientist ari kuti.
That was crazy.
Vaiti anopenga.
There was no light. Where am I? There was no light in your body.
Hamuna chiedza mumuviri wako.
But the Bible said your whole body is full of light.
Asi Bible rinoti muviri wako wakazara nechiedza.
And we found out today.
Tinoona kuti nhasi.
That your body is made up of light meters.
Tinoona kuti mutumbi wako wakagadzirwa nezviedza.
X-ray.
X-ray.
Proves it.
Iri kuzvisimbisa.
It takes your own light.
Inotora chiedza chemuviri wako.
From your body.
Kubva pamuviri wako.
To take the picture on the inside of you.
Kutora mufananidzo wezviri mukati mako.
So God is right after all.
Saka Mwari vaitaura chokwadi nguva dzese.
Is that right? So when you have an X-ray picture, don't you think the machine has got the picture? They're taking your light.
Usa kana ukatora X-ray, usafunga kuti mushina weX-ray ndo uri kupa chiedza.
Is that right? Did the prophet say the first ray of light falls at
25?
So you are getting weaker.
your light in the body is getting weaker as you are getting old.
Is that right? Yes, sir.
So, it has, the machine does not have light, but you've got the light. Just recently, they were saying, you know, the scripture is not right. How can it be? When the Bible says the believer shall lay his hands upon the sick and the sick shall recover. But they discovered now
that
from our hands light comes out. So we don't understand what goes on. But all we know is when we lay our hands on you, brother, it
just happens on its own accord.
His light goes in you. And the demon goes away. Are you here? Is it true? Amen.
Amen.
So, they have jumped into God's laboratory and they can see what is happening there. And things are working. Here, some time ago, they said that the Bible was wrong. When it said, man thinketh with his heart. Said there's no mental faculties in the heart to think with. But they come to find out that God was right. Way down in the human's heart, there is a compartment, a little cell, a little place, smaller than a cell. But even blood doesn't even dwell in. It's not in the animal heart. It's only in the human heart. And they say, is the occupation of the soul. So after all, God lives in the heart. And man thinketh with his heart. Amen. Not from his mind. He reasons here. But he believes from here. Is that true? Have you ever heard of somebody that says, hey, I love you? And holding his head as though love comes from here. But he says what? I love you. Because he knows where it comes from. Amen.
Amen.
And he says, look, I was thinking about this, that is, but I appreciate you. You are thinking from here. You are not thinking from here. Is that right? So, God's word is true, is correct after all.
Amen.
May God help us. And watchmen what of the night?
29.
Oh, my friends. Listen to that, said the Lord. If you consider me to be his servant, it's just before the break of day. Why this horrible gloom is over the earth is just before the coming of the Lord Jesus. There's no more hope left in nothing but his coming. Nations are against nations. And they have fooled through God's laboratory. Till they've got power to blow one another into atomic ashes. And they are wicked. And they are unreligious. And they are unchristian-like. And the way, the only motive they have and objective is to destroy. And they are inspired by the destroying angel that was sent from heaven to inspire these men. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see what is happening here? Amen.
Amen.
He said, let me say in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit has sent as a watchman on the tower. Amen. And as people cry, what of the night? Are you watchmen, what of the night? Amen. Are you weary of this life?
Are you weary of sin?
Maneta irene upenyu uno waneta irene chini.
Are you weary of funeral processions?
Maneta irene kuno
vigavanu. And sickness and ungodliness on every hand.
Muchingona kusarura mane kune kusaya umari panzimbo dzese.
Has the night been long and weary?
Usiku hareba here uye maneta.
What of the night watchman?
Chiko pa usiku narire.
He says the morning cometh.
Hanzi mangwana ni anouya.
The comfort.
And the
night also comes. What is the night?
Chiko usiku.
Amen.
Amen.
Every gun that they are fixing up, the primary aim is to kill somebody. The iron is here. All the atomic power they are busy working on and fighting about. The uranium is in the earth.
Uranium is in the earth.
Amen. And the one aim is to destroy one another. Amen. And this is what is happening. They're going to destroy one another. Amen. So atomic power does not affect the believer. Because we'll be gone by then. Is that true? That's the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
But may God help us.
Hey,
I must wind to a close. But I cannot close to this morning.
This
until I talk about the astronaut. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this is where we are at now. 78. Science has been able to prove that there is an astronaut that can go so far till you couldn't see it with your natural eye. Amen.
Amen.
And it can go whether there is any pressure or there or not. He can go just on out because in a pressurized tent.
Ano gona kuenda kunzeuko netangi rakaiswa simba.
And he can go up.
Ano
up there and sail around and see the worlds around.
Ano kwanza kuenda ne chimtundum serem serezo tendera nyika yose achiona.
An astronaut.
Chimtundum serem
serezo. Oh my, what an age.
Aine zangu chizora chakadiko.
That is coming. Yes, sir. Go beyond any natural things at all. And sweep plump up out into yonder. What does it represent? A spiritual age. Spiritual time. To where God is going to have spiritual astronauts.
Amen.
Amen. They are here right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This was 62, and it was already saying that those spiritual astronauts are here.
Isn't this a 62? The
eagles are right here. Amen. The eagles of the air that can go yonder any other bird.
Zapungu zepamweya zvinokwanisa kupururuka kudarika dzime shiri dzose.
Sail above everything.
Zvinoenda pamusoro pezvinhu zvese.
Spiritual astronaut.
Zvitundumusere zvepamweya.
Glory that can take the word of God and prove.
Zvinokwanisa kutora shoko raMwari zvorisimbisa.
That he is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Zvoratidza kuti mumwe chete wazviro nanhasi nekusingaperi.
Spiritual astronaut.
Zvitundumusere zvepamweya.
Oh my glory.
That
makes me feel good. Living in this age. Now, what a wonderful thing for a spiritual astronaut. What is it? What did the natural scientist do?
Scientist
has been able to achieve that. And God, through man, who would stay with the Bible and say that he is the same yesterday, today and forever, and not afraid of the promise regardless of what anybody says.
Asingatike nevimbiso. Sisine kuti aninani anoti.
Stay with it.
Ogara nayo.
What is it?
Chi.
You become an astronaut.
Unova chimtundu mserensere.
That can go so far.
Chinokwanisa kuenda kure.
It's beyond denominational thinking.
Zvinopfuura mafungiro etsangano.
It's beyond anything else.
Zvinodarika zvimwe zvese.
It's beyond the things of the church.
Zvinodarika zvinhu zvechurch.
Out yonder with God.
Uri kure uko na Mwari.
And him alone. You stay.
Wogara na ivo voga.
Astronaut.
Situndu msere msere.
Hey, brother, sister.
Angu amanzati.
This is an ego age.
Chizaru cheza pungu.
Amen.
Amen.
And the whole world knows it's an ego age.
Nyika yose inozvati tiri muchizaru cheza pungu.
Many countries have taken the ego as their national bird.
Nyika dzakawanda dzinoti tiri nyika dzeza pungu.
Amen. Many companies, they want to be called ego something. Because that's the age. And there's no bird which can fly, which can outfly an eagle. Because that's the anointing that you are in. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's eagle age. But see, the prophet is looking at the natural and look at the spiritual. And he says, I'm looking for spiritual astronauts. Amen. Because the astronauts have got to fly above the orbit and above the gravity of the earth.
Amen.
Amen. And going into other stars and planets. And discover what is there. Hallelujah. A true believer today must be able to fly above everything that affects men. You must fly way above gossip. Way above what anybody can say. If you are still affected by gossip, you are in an aeroplane. Hey, brother. You hear, oh, that brother was talking about you. And you want to drive me. Brother, I have come. I heard you were talking about
it.
Now you tell me everything. You are in an aeroplane. Let them talk about you. Let them have the breakfast on you.
Breakfast.
Let them have lunch on you. Let them have dinner on you. Do you know what that means? When people are talking about you, it means you are having an effect on their life. So what kind of a man are you? Who is not affecting anybody? The moment you are affecting somebody, they are going to talk. Amen.
Amen.
When people talk, don't worry about that. Amen. Let them talk. Even if they say things that's against you, and things that's not you, it must not even affect you. Is all right?
Amen.
I heard somebody was speaking the other day, and they were saying, did you know that so and so was talking about you? He says, I don't care. He says, is the moon affected when the dog is barking at the moon? Brother, it's wasting his time. Amen. It will eat and be full and bark again and all the energy goes and he must eat again. It's wasting his time. So when anybody tells you, hey, they're talking about you. They said you are like this, you are like this. If you know shoe, they're talking about your shoe. If you know suited, your house and your children. Tell them, the moon is hearing nothing. Amen. Let it bark. Let it finish. Amen. But brother, sister, you must be able to fly
Do you
know that this earth has got gravity?
Did you know that?
This earth has got gravity. But up to a certain height, when you move from the earth and you go beyond that limit, then it means you're going to float. Nothing is going to pull you down. Did you know that? So the astronaut, he pushes himself out of this earth and he goes beyond the earth's gravity. Is that right? And he goes to venture and see all the other stars. Amen. No longer under gravity. You have gone over gravity. You are no longer affected by what people say, by what people are doing. Is that right? You have gone way beyond. But the aeroplane will never go there. By the time it gets there, everybody is dead. Is that right? But what goes on? Hey, brother, listen to this. The man who must be an astronaut, he must dress different. Is that right? If you're a horse and buggy, you can even go there in slippers.
Can I win a piece and go to no pinda ni slippers? Mapata pata.
Is that right?
This way.
You can drive a motor car in slippers or even no shoes.
We're not going to drive a motor on a mapata pata. Can I use boots?
There is no specific kind of dressing. For horse and buggy. For motor car.
Can a motor car?
Even for the aeroplane. Is that right?
This
way. You can even walk there, and all you need is to take a seat. Whatever you are dressing, nobody is going to say, "Sir, why are you dressed like this?" Because there's no uniform. There's no specific kind of dressing in an aeroplane.
And why did you enter the aeroplane with only a vest? That's what you want.
And you say,
amen.
Amen.
No one is going to question you.
I see all astronauts, mind your brother.
But for an astronaut,
it's
different.
Amen.
Amen.
That's where we are
today.
The astronaut,
now the astronaut is different.
Amen.
Amen.
It's specific. Amen. Because this is the astronaut age. You must dress according to the specifications of the spaceship. Hallelujah. The anointing is different. Hallelujah. This is the way you dress. Because you are going into a place where there's no gravity. You will never come down. Amen. So you walk in there. They show you where to sit. Amen. And they must make sure they tie you. Because it's not you doing it. You are not moving the spaceship. But way down on the earth here, there are people that have got to start it off. They have got power to push it up. And when they push it up, you are driving nothing. You are just seated.
Amen.
And the people on the earth, they're busy controlling it by radar. Did you hear that? Your motor car, you need diesel or petrol. Your aeroplane, you need fuel. But spaceship, no petrol. Did you know? No jet one. Amen. No fuel here. It's atomic power. Amen. Some people are in the control room to make sure they're pushing it.
Amen.
Amen. For it to go. Your job is to take pictures and send them down there. Give them information. Because that's the reason they have sent you up. We are living in a time when the Holy Ghost power is pushing you up. Not by sanctification. Not by justification. But Almighty God, in the control room, you are doing nothing. And you must not do anything. You must never do anything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But all you must do, believe and go forward. Believe it and you keep going.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother, sister.
Amen.
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 This is what God wants you to do. We are in a spaceship time. If you believe, all things are possible. Because it's not you that brings it to pass. But the one who wrote the scripture is the one that will bring it to pass. Do you believe that? But all you got to do is to accept. To walk into the tube. Amen. And accept them to tie you. They must inspect your dressing. They must inspect your shoes. They must inspect everything that you are putting on. Is it what is needed in the spaceship? Because when you go, if you are not dressed well, you might die in the tube. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God is wonderful, brother. This is how far we have gone. The word of God has come to us to make sure you can have what you need. Brother, listen to this. The scripture is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are you getting that? Many people write that on their tent meetings and everything. They don't know what that means. Amen.
Amen.
But look at the prophet. And he was preaching there about the woman at the well. Are you listening? He was talking about the woman at the well. And he spoke about Jesus sitting there and the woman coming. Are you listening? And then he said, go and take your husband. Amen.
Amen.
And the woman said, I don't have any. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus told him, you are right. You have had five. The one that is there is the sixth one. Listen to what Brother Branham said. He says, that is Jesus Christ today. Do you see that? He was talking about Jesus yesterday. But he says, now, this is Jesus today. What does that mean to you? He is able to do today what he did yesterday. Is that right? And he says, he is the same in every form. In everything. Do you hear that? He is the same in everything. Except for the corporal body. Except for the corporal body. Because when the prophet was speaking, it was not Jesus' natural body. But it was Jesus in a man called William Branham. The only difference is the corporal body. But today, it must be you. Is that right? How does it become you? It's because you only accept. Like John Glenn.
Sir John Glenn.
Amen. John Glenn says, I am going.
John Glenn,
if you don't have anybody who is going up in the spaceship, I'm ready. Amen. So John Glenn went in.
John Glenn agakwira.
And he was given the uniform.
Agapua uniform.
They inspected him.
Agamutre.
And he accepted.
Agamutre.
And he was told where to sit.
Agamutre.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If there's anybody
Agapanemumu.
That God has got to use today,
Agapanemumari.
You must say it's me. We're looking for somebody who can accept it. And that must be you. Is that right? Let me read my last one. Amen.
Amen.
Where am I? 80. Okay. And remember, in order to be an astronaut, they had to get in a tank. To be pressurized, is that right? And they can't control themselves. Hey, brother. There's no driver's license needed here.
You don't need the driver's license in the astronaut, in the spaceship.
But in the car, brother, you sweat. And they force you to pay and you refuse. They say pay, you refuse. And you keep on refusing until you have a clean driver's license. Don't pay. They must know this man is different. This woman is different. Amen.
Amen.
But spaceship. You don't need any. Amen.
Amen.
And they can't control themselves. It takes a radar. Radar power.
Simbare radar.
An atomic power.
Simbare atom.
To lift him
kumusumuza.
Out beyond space.
Oenda kunze
kwenyika. And then he's controlled by a tower.
Zino anenga tungamirwa ne tower.
There are some people in the tower there.
Pane vamwana vanenge vari munhare.
That's watching on the screen where it is going.
Ari kufamba sei.
Looking at all the different planets and
vachiona nyika dzese.
We don't want this to land here, it must be on Mars.
Hatidi kuti chimhare apa, tada kuti chiende pa Mars.
And they're busy controlling, you are doing nothing.
Iwo ndo vari kudriver iwo hapana chauri kuita.
Come unto me.
We are
come unto me. Oh, you got a heavy laden.
Imi mose makanet
makanet. Amen. My yoke is light.
Your
yoke is heavy.
Chokorenyurunarema.
I will give you.
Ndichakupai.
Rest.
Zororo.
You are doing nothing.
Hapana chaurikuita.
He is fighting your battles.
Ndiye arikurwira hondo dzako.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's him that is doing everything for him. For you. If only you allow him. If only you can surrender. He is going to do it.
Vachazviita.
But if you want to do it.
Kana uchida kuzviita.
He's going to fold his hands.
Ivo mwari vachapeta maoko.
And what you do it.
Vokutarisa uchiita.
When you are finally tired.
Kana waneta pekupedzisira.
Then you're going to say, Lord, help me.
That's
the only time he comes. He will never push himself on you. Amen.
Amen.
Step aside. He's going to fight your
battles.
Step aside. It's him that will get that job for you. Step aside. He's going to talk to those people on his own. Step aside. It's him that is going to do it. In the control room.
Control room.
You are up in that in the tank. You are doing nothing.
Apana zvaurikuita.
Somebody in the control room.
Pane ari mucontrol room.
Is doing everything.
Ndiye ari kuita zvese.
Is that true?
Chokwadi here.
I've seen some young people playing computer games.
Ndakaona vechideki vachitamba game repa computer.
Amen. Okay. I'm not trying to encourage you to do that.
Andisa kukurudzirai kuti muite izvozvo.
But things are happening.
But
just controlling.
I've
seen young people with an aeroplane toy, and they have got some radar over here. And the control and it keeps going. And the control this side it comes. Is this what is happening? Where are they getting all those things from? Amen. They're getting that from Almighty God. Because it is Him that is controlling us. Is that true? Amen. It is Him that is controlling us.
Amen.
You remember the prophet?
Norangana profita.
Amen. In Tennessee.
Tennessee.
When you go down the plane and God grounded the plane. And the prophet was in the hotel room. Yet he knew there's an old woman down there. That he wants to be ministered to. And here Brother Branham comes out of the hotel. Something tells him, walk out. Amen. And he buys his stamps and he posts his postcards and so forth. And he begins to walk down watching other things.
Yeah.
So from the post office, there's a tackle shop, and he's looking busy looking for fishing stuff, and he's already in the direction. Amen. God moves him from the post office to the tackle shop, and he's looking for something else, and the voice begins to say, keep on walking. Keep on walking. Is that right? He's busy controlling you. Don't you want to be controlled by God? Not my will. But let your will be done. This is exactly what it is. When you are in the tank, let your will be done. If you want me to go to Mars, the one in the control room is telling me he knows where to land the spaceship. He goes past all the moon and all the other planets up there. Is that right? It's just in the control room. And it's controlled by power. God's spiritual astronaut is the same. They come into a tank and into a place, into a body, and that body is the body of Jesus Christ. Just get in that body. How do you get there, brother? By one baptism, by the Spirit of God. Then it's not them. Amen. It wasn't John Glenn. It was the tank that he was in. It was the machine. He just sat there. He didn't do nothing. Amen.
Amen.
He just had the real, pure courage to get up there and say, it's now. It's right. Because signs had proved it.
Yes.
God wants men who can come into Christ and believe that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And don't take their own thinking. Move out into space. Where you lead me, I will follow. Where you want me to go, into space. It doesn't matter how far I am going. I'm ready. Controlled by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Astronauts. How far it is back from the old horse and buggy. How far it is even from airplanes. How far it is from justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. They are coming to eagles. The first, they were lizards. Then they became chickens. Then they become crows. But now the eagles. No one can follow them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you see where we are, brothers and sisters? God wants to control you. Amen. He must pressurize you. So that the pressure of this world will never affect you. You got to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
So that when your friends at school, at work, they are telling you, you must have a girlfriend. Tell them, I'm pressurized. I've got more pressure than that. Out there at work, your boss and everybody else tells you, this is another age, you can have a small house. You tell them, I'm pressurized.
I'm no longer affected. I'm not looking for that. I'm heaven bound. I don't do it. Not our church doesn't like it. Me, I don't do it because it's you. Your church is not in the tank. It's you that is in the tank. It is you that is pressurized. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've got to overcome all the pressure of this world. Because he pressurizes you already. By the power of the Holy Ghost. It's no longer I that live as Saint Paul. But it is Jesus Christ that is living in me. Do you see, brother? Christian life. It's not what you're trying to do. You don't try. But Christian life is automatic. Because you are pressurized. It's not you trying to control yourself. But heaven is controlling you. Controlling your mouth. Controlling your thoughts. Controlling where you must go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where he leads me, I will follow. This is it. Amen.
Amen.
You've got to be pressurized. May God have mercy on our brothers and sisters whom the devil is kicking around because they're not pressurized. Brother, if you are pressurized, there's no devil that will touch you because nothing inside gravity can get there to you. You've gone way further. You are not affected by this world again. Amen.
Amen.
You are right in the Holy of Holies. Nothing of this world can touch you again. Nothing again is going to worry you. You've gone way beyond what this world can give. Are you there? Is that your desire? Amen.
Amen.
I want to go where he wants me to go. I want to be led into those areas that have never been before. But yet, I'm supposed to be there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to be a true Christian. Led by the Holy Ghost. Use me. The way you want me to. Take me to places where you want me to be. I want you to make me into a person, a Christian, that you would want me to.
Amen.
Not according to my specification, but your specification. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is able to do that. He can get you. He can mold you. Is that right? Into what he wants. Not what you want. May he have mercy on us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to move away from gasoline power. Amen. Into atomic power. We want to go into areas that nobody has ever dreamt of. This is the age. Amen. And the world, the scientists, is benefiting from these achievements. Is that right? Brother, they are fixing up situations that they can put way, way up into the orbit. And putting pictures. They are taking pictures of the earth from way, way up there. And they can see our clouds of rain from up there. And they can even see the movement of the clouds. Amen. And the scientist down here, he's looking at the texture of the cloud that is moving and the speed. They are telling the people of this earth the weather pattern for the next 5 days. Is that right? Because they are seeing the movement. Then they can tell you. They can see the typhoon. Is that right? Coming over to destroy and warn people before it comes in. Amen.
Amen.
Warning of the oncoming judgment. Is that right? This is a scientific experiment. And this is what they have done.
But
how about us, brother? How about us? When we see certain things moving, we must know the church is in danger. And we must prepare. When we see certain people, certain musicians coming into our country, isn't that a big cloud coming into our country? Then we know what to fight. How to get ready. Because we see the anointing that is coming around. Is that right? When we see fashion coming, from whatever direction, amen, the message believer, the scientist, the message believer, he must know very soon, I'm going to see that dress in church. But before it comes, I must hit on that fashion. Are you here? Amen. Watch me.
Narire.
What of the night?
Chiko pa usiku.
Amen.
Amen.
You are seeing it.
Uruku zoona.
On radar.
Parada.
And it is coming.
Chirikuya.
Amen. You can see.
Uruku ona.
All the high profile people. Each and every one of them has got a small house. And you can see that cloud on radar. Then you come back to the church as a watchman and tell all the high profile people in church. Amen.
Amen.
To make sure they are ready
and
pressurized to fight them demons and they overcome small house. Are you seeing the similarity? On the natural and on the spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
You must watch very carefully how things are moving in the world. Amen. Because it's on
satellite.
We are seeing these things. Amen. And we've got to make sure we fight it and we overcome. I'm closing up. Listen to this. It used to be, if you want to talk to somebody in America, you are depending on somebody in the exchange. Brother Bezos used to be working in the telephone exchange. Amen. So before you talk to somebody in America, you must talk to Brother Bezos. And then he will tell you, I'm putting on a queue. Then when your turn comes, I'll phone you. Then he connects somebody in America. Brother, it might take 30 minutes or more. But you are busy, you must do something else. But you booked a line in the telephone exchange. Amen. But brother, things started to change. Amen. We no longer have that. Our post offices, brother, they're just ghost houses. We used to send money by registered post. You still remember that? Amen. The very note you put in there, that's what they are going to receive. And it might take 2 days before it gets the
oboe.
So you wait patiently until the money comes through registered mail. Amen. You remember how you were to draw the cross on this side? Another red one on this other side to make sure the money arrives. This is registered post. Amen. Brother, if you walk into the post office today, that thing is of old. They no longer use that. Amen.
Amen.
Things have changed.
Echo cash. Echo cash.
Before you finish talking, you got it. Is this what is happening?
I just read it again.
Yeah. From America. Before you finish talking, the money is there.
America,
amen. Amen. And you are able to have a discussion with seven people, one in Australia, one in America, one in Japan, just by a pressing of a button. They all have got message on WhatsApp.
Yes, no kwanza kutaura nevanhu vakawanda vari kuAmerica neari kupi neari kupi nekungodzanya chete pafoni yako vatowana shoko raunga vachida kuti vawane.
This is what is happening in the spiritual, in the scientific world.
Ndozviri kuitika muzviro zvescience.
But brother,
asi hama,
we believe
it's not end
that the Almighty God is doing much more than that in the spiritual realm. Have you not seen this? That you want to call Brother Maraire, for example. And you pick your phone. And before you just scroll to look for his name, and he phones in. What has happened? It's much more than science now. Our God is doing that. But we must believe it more than that. Amen.
Amen.
So that our God can do much more than what science can give you. Is that right? Our God is greater than Ecocash. May I believe that? He is greater than that. My God is greater than WhatsApp. Is that right?
Amen.
I believe your God also is greater than WhatsApp. Amen. You are looking for money you don't have. You kneel down. Before you finish prayer, the money comes to you. How it comes, I don't know. But all I know is my God. He owns all gold. He owns all silver. He has got everything. Is this the age we are living in, brothers? This is the age. Amen. Amen. We have got to exalt the Almighty God who is alive today. Who is making all things possible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers, sisters, I want you to know the Lord is alive and He is able to help us. I was so tired when I came in to preach. But ask me right now. I can even go for 2 more hours.
2 hours.
My wife knows what I'm talking about. I can go for another 2 hours. Amen. Hey, that's what anointing can do. I'm feeling very good. Because I know I'm speaking the truth. Amen. And I know this is in season. If there is a man, if there is a woman here, that takes what we are saying, and you believe it, brother, it is going to happen to you exactly the way you believe it. Praise God, praise God. Do that for everything. Do that for your healing. God is going to do that for you. Let's stand upon our feet. Amen. When I spoke about the 2 hours, somebody was looking at the watch. Hey, another 2 hours. I'm telling you the power of the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is wonderful. He is so good. Amen. This is what we live by. Man shall not live a bread alone, but for every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give God the praises. Do you want to be in the tube as an astronaut? You want Him to pressurize you? Amen. And you are disconnected to the things of this world. Amen. How can you be a Christian? And every day you are thinking about your rent house. Every day you are thinking about money for school fees. Every day you are thinking about this and the other. But you are supposed to be connected to God. Disconnect. disconnect and depend on God. Amen. God is the owner of the money. He is the owner of everything. You are not the owner of the money. Why would you allow money to, why would you like to be a servant to money? But it must be the opposite. You will have it when you want. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is wonderful. We are Christians, brethren. He is not calling you to a denomination.
No,
He is calling you to be a Christian. To power you up. To raise you up. Away from all the gravity of this earth. Until you are never tied down again. It's only Him that you need in this life. Don't you love Him, brother, sister? Amen.
Amen.
We need Him. We want to close our eyes and bow our heads. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, pressurize me. I want to be above all these things of this earth. I want to be above all the desires of this world. Pressurize me. I'm not in control. I don't want to be in control. But I want you to be in control. Lead me, Lord. My job is to follow. That's exactly what you must do. We have gone beyond denominational age. We have gone beyond aeroplane age. Astronaut age. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday.
Zuro.
Today and forever. Amen. That's
Amen.
Our desire. We want to see God operating in our lives. Lord Jesus, men can only speak according to what you want him to say. And Father, we realize it takes an anointing for something to be said. Lord Jesus Christ, I want to pray tonight, this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for a message. Thank you, O God, that you can make us to know that we can harness all these powers around us to our advantage. Father, that we are able to see all the free power that is floating around us. Father, may it not just be a need or a desire, but I pray, O God, that it works in us. May we see Jesus working in us again. May we see the Almighty God coming back in 2017 and get a hold of men and women in His own hands to use them for your own purpose. Lord Jesus Christ, I want to pray. May you convince somebody. Father, for them to know. Let people talk. Let people speak. Let people backbite.
Amen.
Let them say whatever they want about me.
Yes, Lord.
I no longer belong here. They are wasting their time. I am bound. I am only bound to another kingdom. I'm bound to another world. Help us, O God, to remove our attention, Father, from the things of this world. We want to look above. Help us, Jesus. I'm praying, oh God, for your children this afternoon. Father, there are so many winds that's blowing and blowing your people away, blowing your mind, the minds of your children away, blowing away the true objectives that are supposed to stand on. Father, I want to pray, have mercy on us. Whatever the world does on us, we are overcomers through Him that giveth mercy. Father, we want to tell you how much we love you. We want to tell you how much we appreciate you. Have your way. Speak to us, Father. And Lord, I want to pray, even when we get out of this building, may you be the after preacher. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Father, I want to pray, show us the direction that we have got to follow. It's you that we need.
Amen.
It's you, Lord, that we depend upon.
Amen.
We love you today. Father, we give thee thanks. We give thee praises. May we depend upon the one that's in the control tower. He knows where we are supposed to go. He knows what we are supposed to be. And Lord, we pray, mold me and make me after your own will. You know the kind of vessel that we are supposed to be, but you are the potter and we are the clay. This is why the singer said, have thine own way. Have thine own way, Lord. And this is what we are saying also, Father, to you. We are ready, Father, that you move us into any place, into anything that you would want us to. And Lord Jesus Christ, much more so, we pray that the promises of God, may they work in our lives, Father, so that what you promised for us may it be fulfilled. We thank you, Jesus. We commit all into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Mold me and make me after your own will.